of eternity. Now we're moving to the motion. So today we have an evaluation session of what we did for the last 3 months. And we'll be looking forward for the next round, which we have in our University of Human Humanity. The volume has to be raised up. So would you like to take over and to lead us in the right direction?
In fact, we decided to be two facilitators in this session, Renat and I. So you see, we are just at the opposite. We are splitting the group into two, if I can say so. Yes, in fact, the idea is that before to project ourselves into the future of what you who could be, we agreed upon that it would be interesting for us who have participated both as what we could call a student and very often as a lecturer to express what we have lived over this year. I use the word lived because of course we have attended or given some lecture, and these have a content, and we could make an evaluation on what we have learned of this content. But it seems quite obvious that it is not enough to evaluate what has happened in Yuhu over this year. As we mentioned it several times in our session, one of the things which is probably of some values is what we have learned in a deeper sense, meaning eventually, maybe, what we have become, what we somehow have become new. I don't know if my English is so good. I'm looking at Paul and he's having some things there, I'm saying to myself, maybe I'm not so clear.
For non-sound,
I'm not loud enough.
For non-native speakers, it's totally clear.
In fact, one idea which would be interesting to test is the idea that maybe the knowledge we are looking for is within ourselves as a group. And the exercise of this morning is to try to come out with this the expression of this knowledge. So we thought that in fact one of the most important movement consists in listening. So I propose to you this morning to listen to yourself, and of course to listen to each other. We have asked Aurelio to help us to get, if possible, in the condition of listening.
The ear doctor. As I understood last time, that there are actually some questions out for everybody to reflect. What was our experience? What did we hear in the course of those seminars of those last 3 months? Was there something changing? Was there a new experience for us? Was there anything we discovered? So, in the context of those questions, because we're doing an experiment actually, how to say, in the collective process, in the collective consciousness, which always has to be based in the individual consciousness. And the more awareness there is with the individual, the further we can get with the group movement. So, I'm just following the intuition of the moment and possibly spend a few minutes, maybe like 5 minutes, if people allow me to guide them into a process of listening. And of course it's up to your choice and freedom what you do with the suggestion. Yeah? I'm just giving a focal point of attention. So the first thing, listening has to do with receptivity. The ear is an open hollow organ. It's a container for something to receive. In many wisdom traditions, the entry into contemplation starts through listening. So we just can do the same. We just are there with our sense of listening. What sounds are there in the environment? Listening brings us immediately into the present. There's even the possibility of listening to the atmosphere. Morning time, the rain clouds have passed, sun is there again. Listening and perceiving. We basically want to sensitize our instrumentation through a process of listening. Sounds are moving, movement, motion. Vladimir just said, we're moving into motion, constant moving. Now to bring us really into the present moment, we listen to our physical surface, the outer sheath, our physical body. We're listening into the body. What is the state of this body? This moment. What information do I receive from the body? Connecting my attention to the physical self. And it's very clear that my own physical frame is connected to the physics of the environment, the floor. Probably everybody is in contact with the floor. The physical environment we're sharing here at Unity Pavilion. For so many weeks we were bringing our physical frame into this building. We know the stone floor, we know the chairs, the tables. We're opening our ears to the physical environment. Very clear that the physical is nothing static. Constant movement, motion through the life force. So I'm shifting my attention to the movement in and around the physical. Breath. Fluidity within the body, the realm of the life forces which are moving inside and around us. What does it mean listening to our feelings? Perceiving moods, vibrations. My very own feelings, and again, the feeling that we share. Possibly shared through so many sessions. It becomes very apparent that we are at this stage of evolution, a mental being. So the strongest thing within our system is our thinking. Listening to our thought sphere. At this moment, is it possible to discern clearly what is there, what is coming, what is going? That perception that we are participating in a field of thinking. Can one individual perceive what we are thinking as a whole. What's the thought of this gathering? Listening to all the different bandwidths of our being. Thought vibration, life vibrations, and the physical vibrations. The three layers of our being. And behind those three layers, yet another deeper, subtler layer. Possible but perceptible through the center of our heart. Something behind, which we hardly learned to listen to. Psychic dimension. Very fine vibrations. What is the experience of the psychic at this moment? In its long evolutionary journey, what is the psychic experiencing now? I'm listening to it. And is that common field of the psychic that we share and shared in this group, is that perceptible? Listening, perceiving. From the level of cross sensations to the finest possible perception we have as human beings. Full range of listening. Now bringing the inner state into the outer, into our togetherness and sharing in the world, experiment very carefully with opening your eyes. It's like the first time in your life. Again, once again, you're opening the eyes. And you see if you can stay with that quality of inner perception. What is the seeing dimension bringing into the picture? We are in a state of highly sensitized perception. And the seeing is joining it. Possibly without closing a veil in front of the deep perception. Opening another dimension. seeing without looking at something even, just light, shades, just like a veil through which we continue to perceive deeply. Now it is very apparent that the seeing brings us immediately again in contact with the surface, with the physical. But there's the possibility of keeping that inner perception alive. We're there without seeing, we can see each other even, but we're still perceiving something in a different dimension. And we have the possibility today that's what I understood also in the Rakhal's respiration, while we are sharing, that we while we are using the word, as soon as we use the word, there's a complete magical process happening. We lose ourselves. Yeah? In one way magic, because at the same time we are the source of creation while speaking. So that invitation that we can be in that state together, we share a field of consciousness and also invite the word into it, so that we get a little bit hints what it's like probing that field. We're already in the perception of a common field, but the word is helping us to discern and bring clarity and heighten actually the state of awareness.
First to create.
Maybe also that awareness of that perception of in speaking we give also, just giving and listening basically is receiving. That urge to speak, this beautiful creative urge, you know, we all have it, you know. Now it's my turn, there's something there, I have something to share that. Feel that creative potency within you, and that exercise of receiving. We're all receiving together. Whatever is said today, it's received in this container. Yeah, maybe it's good to read the question.
There were several questions which I formulated. It is not, they are not questions to be all answered, of course. They are just there to stimulate our process.
Shall I write them on the board?
Good idea.
Whiteboard?
Very good idea.
Just as a reminder?
Yeah.
I don't know what they are.
You should try to write
smaller.
A bit smaller.
There's a lot.
Smaller?
Because it will be more questions.
This one.
There are six, and the last three you have are like double lines. What have you offered?
Pardon?
What have you offered?
The offered only.
Just write the last part. Last word.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to repeat it.
Okay, why don't I just do this?
And
you can critique it afterwards.
What have you learned? Have you felt that you were becoming somehow someone else?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Is that it?